excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
Now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Washington edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you from my family room after a very disappointing loss to the Washington Huskies. Quick recap of the game. The Bears came out looking great with a 90-yard touchdown pass to Keenan Allen right off the bat after having stopped Washington on their opening possession. And things looked good, but slowly Washington chipped away, and their offense definitely got the better of the Bears today, scoring two unanswered touchdowns in the first quarter to go up 14-7. The Bears slowly chipped away back with another Washington touchdown in the middle, but a fumble late in the second quarter got the Bears back in the game, and they were able to get it to 20-21 at halftime. The teams traded field goals in the third quarter, setting up a showdown in the fourth quarter, and a badly missed coverage by the Bears set up a touchdown for Washington for a 31-23 lead. The Bears got all the way down to the 2-yard line, but failed to convert late in the game, and were not able to score, making that the final score. 23-31, Washington winning. Before I get into my commentary on the team, I want to kind of go to a general point, and that is, I like this team. They lost today, and there are definite things that I'd love to see better on this team, but one of the things I think that was so distressing about the last couple years were the big blowout losses, where you just felt like the team gave up, and you just didn't want to be a part of it. And there were even a couple of those at home that were just terrifying to witness. And I just feel from this team we're not going to see that. I actually don't demand as much from my Bears as maybe some other people do. I love that we've gone to a bunch of bowl games, and last year was the first year we've missed in just about forever. But they don't need to go to a bowl every year for me to be happy. They just need to go out and perform well, give me some hope, never be, you know, uncompetitive. Just go out there and play really good football to the best of their ability and entertain me. I think I've had to reset my expectations at some point between mid-2007 and the end of last season, and I think that's where I've arrived, that I really do want them to do really well. I really do want to see a Rose Bowl before I die, all of those sorts of things, but I don't insist on this team being at the top of the pyramid every time. I just insist that they're trying really hard, that they always go out there and give it a good effort, that they're competitive, that they're trying unique things, that they're, you know, giving something. And today I saw something. I saw a team that gave it. I saw a team that was in it up to the last minute. It's a tough loss, but I don't walk away from it thinking horrible things and negative thoughts overall. I just think, well, they can't win them all. And I have a feeling this team is going to bounce back next week against a very difficult Oregon team and give it their all. Are they going to win? Well, we'll talk about it later in the week, but I think it's pretty obvious it doesn't look great. But they're going to try, and they're going to give it their all, and I have a feeling the score at the end is not going to be 54-14 or something ridiculous. It's going to be a team that went out there and tried and gave it their best. And so I really want just maybe everyone out there to know that I'm going to say a lot of critical things in the next 15 minutes, but I also want everyone to know that I love this team. I think that it has the heart that's been missing from about, actually 2006. The 2006 team was really, really good, but I didn't feel like they had the heart of the early Tedford teams. And then it definitely was gone by 2007 through really, last year. And the defense got it back last year, but the offense didn't. And I feel like both units have it this year. They have that it factor. And that doesn't mean they're going to win all their games, but it does mean I'm going to show up and watch an entertaining product and bunch of kids who are trying hard, and that's all I can ask. And they're going to keep trying. They're going to bounce back. They're going to do their best. So I think that's the great intro to what I'm about to say. And I think I'm overly setting up how bad it is what I'm going to say, because this team was close. I mean, really, just a couple of minor differences there in the last couple seconds, and the Bears could have tied and sent it into overtime, and God knows what happens from there. So this was a pretty close game against a Washington team that I have to give a lot of credit to. They were better than I thought they were. Price looks like the real deal. I don't know what they're doing up in Washington to get these dual threat quarterbacks, but I would say he's, in my mind, has a potential to be a better quarterback than Locker. He seems like a more pure passer to me, and he, in a lot of ways, is just as deadly with his feet as Locker could be. So, this was a pretty good team, and the Bears, yeah, it was 31 points. That's not great, but they didn't let them get blown out by it, and they were competitive. The Bears won the stat game. They had more total yards. They won the turnover margin. They won the first down margin. They had more, well, actually, Washington slightly edged out the Bears in rushing yards. But obviously then the Bears beat them well in passing yards. The penalty situation was pretty equally matched. More yards, actually, for Washington. More penalty yards, that is. So, the Bears played it pretty evenly, and a few of the breaks just didn't go their way. They got a couple of bad penalty calls. This game could have gone either way today, and I think I underestimated the Washington offense in my pregame predictions. They were better than I expected, and I also think I have to do a little expectation resetting on the Cal defense. They're not bad, but they are definitely not last year's unit. They don't get the sort of pressure that we did last year, because of that, they're much more exposed in the secondary, and they're letting a few big plays by. And that's the problem with an aggressive attacking defense that happens. So we're going to see more of that, I think, throughout the season. Just a few plays, hopefully only one or two a game, but where we get burned and it's a long play and there's nobody to stop it. So maybe to break things down deeper, Maynard, he played all right. I felt like actually as the game wore on, he got weaker. He was definitely missing passes and a couple of key moments. But then again, when the chips were down, for the most part, he got the ball where he needed to. That one last pass at the end, if he makes that, he looks like, again, a scrappy QB who gets things done. People were complaining about him underthrowing the ball. Well, when you underthrow, you at least have a shot at getting the reception. When you overthrow, there's no way anybody gets a reception. So I think that kind of fits into his gunslinger mentality, his scrappy way. He puts it somewhere where he knows his receiver's going to have a shot at it, and he has a lot of faith in both Allen and Jones to go up and get the ball. As well as everyone else, but particularly those two. And those two, really, they are a great unit. I haven't seen the whole conference yet. I really haven't been watching too much TV of the other teams. But so far, they're the best 1-2 combo in the conference that I've seen and that I'm aware of as far as receivers go. They pull in lots of great balls. The occasional miss really bugs. You just don't know what to make of those, like Keenan Allen's drop for what should have been a touchdown. But really, their ability to haul in balls, to go up and get whatever Maynard is throwing at them is very impressive to me. And I really like it. I like what I'm seeing. The offensive line did respectable today. I mean, Maynard got sacked once, and it wasn't because he was all that elusive. The offensive line really held in, and they also opened a fair number of holes for the running game. I also thought Sofelli did pretty well for the most part. There was a couple times he missed the right hole in my mind. In fact, actually, that third down play where he lost to, I felt like he should have gone to the outside. He tried to cut it back in, and it just wasn't going to happen. He would have been wiser to extend to the corner, and he had a couple more blockers out there who might have been able to help him. But overall, I felt like he had a reasonably good game. He almost got to the 100-yard mark again. In fact, those lost 2 yards probably took it away from him. On 17 carries, you know, they're not giving him a ton of carries, so getting nearly 100 is pretty good. So I felt he did well. C.J. Anderson, I don't think, did as well as he had in prior games, but when he needs to lay his head down and get 2 yards into the end zone, he'll get it, and he did that again today, and that was really good to see. So, I mean, I guess as I look through things on the offense, yeah, a really good offense would do a number of things that this team isn't doing. You know, Maynard would hit more receivers in stride and let them get downfield. The offensive line would open up a few more holes for the running game. EC would have a little bit more escapability and be able to get away from some of the tackles that are taking him down. Miller would be doing a better job catching the ball. But I just feel like this unit is an okay to good unit, and I'm not overly disappointed. I'm a little bit more disappointed in the defense. They did a good job of bottling up the run. I think, you know, Polk only had 60 yards on 20 carries, only 3 yards a carry. That's definitely what you want to do to a running back by him. And a couple times it looked like Polk was wearing the Bears down. It didn't stick. You know, the defense found some strength and they got it done. But the one thing the defense does seem to be doing too much of is letting people run free in the secondary and those big plays. I mean, those big plays really hurt. They really gave Washington those few extra points that they needed to win the game. I think, you know, if they don't get that touchdown early in the fourth quarter, the defense at least has a potential to hold, and you know, it could have been a very, very different game. So, really, I think actually, in some sense, the defense is where the weaknesses are right now. But on the other hand, they're not terrible. They're definitely good at the inside run game. They probably have some weaknesses. In fact, they definitely have some weaknesses. They're over-committing to the inside at times, and so teams are running to the outside and expect to see teams in the future weeks trying to expose that even more than Washington did. Their inability to actually get the sack is probably one of the most troubling things I'm seeing from the defensive line and the linebackers. The number of times they are close and they just don't get an arm around, they just don't get them down, it's really frustrating. And that is the difference between a team that has a stifling defense and one that gives up big plays and you know, allows the offense to live another day, because it turns a second and 17 that it should have been if they've gotten him down into at least a second and 10 or maybe even a second and 4 because he was able to give it to a dump off guy instead. And that's really the sort of, I feel like that's a lot of what last year's team had that this year's team does not on defense. They don't get the kill when they have the opportunity, and those kills are huge for the team's ability to be stifling, because it doesn't set up it sets up impossible situations in the later downs as opposed to, you know, doable situations, which is what we saw a little bit too much of. And then when you combine that with the few, you know, big plays over the top, some of which is there because the third downs are reasonable type of opportunities, and the Bears get burned just a little bit too much. You know, we gave up 31 to Washington. We gave up 30 to Colorado. We need to do a little bit better that in conference play to win games. So it's, you know, it. I don't think they're horribly far off. I think I haven't looked at a ton at the you know, how senior this defense is, but I think they're generally a younger unit and probably will be even better as time moves on and into next season. But they're just not quite there and really need, you know, to really run Pendergast's scheme effectively, you have to get those kills when you have the opportunity. So, I don't know. A little bit disappointing on the defense. I really thought they were going to be a very, an exceptionally good unit this year. And I think they are an above average, but not even just barely good and definitely not great unit. You know, such is life. I think with the offense being in a better position, it's going to keep us in a lot of games. Moving on to that thought, I mean, let's look ahead at the schedule. Next up is on the road to Oregon, and I think everyone recognizes that's a very, very difficult task, particularly considering that this defense is not as good as last year's was. We are not going to shut down Oregon the way we did last year, unless Oregon is significantly worse than I think they are on offense. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how things go from here at that game, but I think you have to chalk that up in the loss column. USC, on the other hand, you know, they haven't been all that impressive, and having them at home in, you know, our home away from home, AT&T, I think the Bears have a shot at them this year. They don't look as untouchable as they have in the past, and the Bears will be hungry. I think this team doesn't have the sorts of problems that after losing these two in a row, they won't be able to get it back together. I think we might... I'm not saying that it's an over 50% shot, but it's probably a 40% shot, and that's the sort of thing you need to be able to have hope and confidence moving forward. I definitely think they have a shot at that game. Same goes for the Utah game, although I'd actually say we have an even better shot at that. I think their big win over BYU is not all that impressive. I think that definitely we will have a shot at them when we match up against them in, that would now be 4 weeks from now, because actually we get a bye across 2 weeks in the next upcoming set. So, and then you look at the other teams on the schedule, there's a lot of wins, potential wins left. Washington State looks like a very winnable game. They don't seem to be, you know, have really turned the corner. You know, they're definitely not where Washington is, and we get them at home. Oregon State, we get them at home. They just lost to UCLA. They look just depleted. I'd really like to play them now, quite honestly, you know, because Riley has that ability to turn things around and get a program moving in the right direction, but I still think they're weak enough that, particularly having them at home, we have a really good shot at them. Then, of course, UCLA on the road in the Rose Bowl. That doesn't seem to scare the Bears anymore. So I think that's definitely a likely win. So there's three likely wins right there, and there's your six wins that you need for bowl game eligibility. And then, you know, you say you pick off one of the two between Utah and USC. There's win number seven. And you know, probably lose to Stanford the way they're playing, as much as I hate to admit it, but, you know, just kind of running the odds, that's how things look. And then at ASU, well, it'll depend a lot where they're at, and yeah, it's probably another unlikely, but, you know, I think you're already at seven wins. It wouldn't be the worst thing, you know, to lose to them and be at 7-5. And you could definitely see an 8-win season still. So, I don't know. I don't find myself in the position of being all that negative about this team. I think there really is a lot of potential, and I really feel like this is a team we're going to see a lot of entertaining games this season. We're probably going to lose one or two that we could have had. I mean, today is an example of one of those. I don't expect this to be the last one. But we're also going to pull out some victories that we probably shouldn't have pulled out. We've already seen one of those at Colorado. So this is going to be a really interesting season, and all I want from these Bears is for them to keep playing the way they're playing. And you know, I'm not saying don't make any adjustments. I want them to keep improving. I want them to keep working on things. I want them to get better. But I'm not feeling all that disappointed right now. I mean, I'm obviously disappointed in the loss. I really would have liked this win. I really think the Bears had a shot at this game. It's a little bit disappointing. But with my new level of expectations, I'm just not as concerned as maybe I was in years past. I still see a team that has potential, is going to win a number of games, particularly home games, and I don't know. We'll see. You know, they've had two rough conference road games so far and no conference home games yet. They've played really well close to home. I expect to see that continuing. They don't look too intimidated on the road. I mean, they've won one and played the other one really close. I didn't see many things that said, you know, they were affected by the road environment. I mean, we had one false start penalty, and I don't think that was really associated to noise. I think that was just someone getting a little antsy. So, I don't know. My first thought after, you know, the game was over, it was sort of a, you know, oh man, geez, what a tough loss, what a heartbreaker. I guess my old blue in me is kicking back in, and heartbreakers are, you know, that old lose with dignity thing going there. That's what you had to turn to as an old blue, is that you lost with dignity, and we lost with dignity today. And I don't want that to be the best we can have. I want more than that, that's for sure. I want to lose with dignity in the rougher games, and I want to win the other ones. But we didn't even have that for a while. We had getting creamed. We had hanging our head low and it affecting the rest of the season losses a few times in the last couple years. And I just don't feel that anymore. I also don't want the times where there was a couple periods in there during the last few years where I just felt like Tedford was playing to barely win and we'd lose by 7 every time because he wasn't going for the throat. And again, I don't feel like that anymore either. He's gone for it on 4th down from his own 20, you know, whatever yard line, and when in theory with his 2 timeouts he could have punted and hoped for the defensive miracle. So I don't know. I just it's disappointing, but I'm not feeling the sort of negativity I have in the past. I think part of it is because after watching that game, I have more respect for Washington. I can see what the pundits and everyone else have been saying. I think they're not as good as the Oregon team of 2 years ago, but I see a little of them in this Washington team, a team that had a number of kinks to work out early. You know, in their case, they won games that they should have won, that should have been easy wins. They were really close, unlike Oregon, which lost a big one early. But then they put the pieces together just in time to have a great run through the season. And I'm getting that feeling of this Washington team, that they're a team that puts things together and will continue to put things together as the season goes on. And they're going to beat one or two teams that they shouldn't beat. I would not be surprised to see them beat a Stanford or something like that and really stick it to somebody. They looked pretty good to me. I did not see in the Cal effort getting beat by a significantly weaker team. I saw two fairly equally matched teams playing a fairly equally matched game that could have turned out very, you know, just the opposite of what it did, you know, a 31-24 or whatever Cal victory with the right bounces at the right times. And this team has heart, this team is trying, and that makes me feel overall in a comfortable place. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. So I think I'm going to wrap it up with that. Hold your head high, Bears. You didn't win today, but you gave it your all, and I'm proud of you for your effort. And let's take it to Oregon in a week and a half, and go Bears. On the road again.